Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the date is September 26, 2015. We'll be going to the Lightship probably after half past the hour, maybe 40 minutes, something like that. So let's clear away energies that may have attached to you or attacked you or something, emotional pain energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear the date. So September 26, 2015. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we bring up the light beams. So here we go. Light beams are coming your way. Bring up as many as you like on your monitor screen. So we could wait a minute or two. Maybe you haven't done that before. You may want to just, you know, bring up a light beam and then minimize the page and go in over again and bring up another one. So maybe we'll wait a minute or two if you would like to do that. So I'll turn it over to you, Ann.
Okay. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amatron, our light being here on Earth, who's teaching us about ascension and giving us wonderful, wonderful healings to clear out our bodies and our energetic bodies so that we can have a better life here, a fuller life, and also ascend when that happens with our bodies. And I thought, Ron, that was a great thing to bring up because we always have new listeners, and you were explaining about the light beings and how they could click on that. And it occurred to me, too, that if you're new, and when, Ron, you do those healings right at the beginning of the call, but people may not be aware that they need to think of an issue. So Ron will say, if you have something emotional going on or a pain situation, I'll clear that now. Well, you kind of need to focus on it for a second, right, Ron, for that to work?
Yeah, that's correct. And you see, your mind gave you your problem to begin with, okay? The aliens use your mind energy to create a situation, and they use your DNA, which was, activated in you at some time in your life, and then all of a sudden you have an occurrence of something. And so this is all mind energy. So you have to connect to mind energy in order to clear out the negativity, the stuff, the drama, trauma, your condition, your baggage, whatever that is, from the mind energy. So that's why you have to think about it. So that connects to that issue. And then when your thought is cleared for that one particular issue, then that issue may just go away because your thought is the underlying current, the manifestation energy, to bring forth your condition. So that's why we use mind energy at that time when you're thinking, so you can release and have a healing, brought forth. Otherwise, if you don't think of anything, there's no way that the healings are going to work for you because of that situation. You have to think about it. When you do the whole lifetime clearings, you don't have to think of anything. It's already done for you. But when I do these samples here for people, that's why you have to think of something. Or when we go to the Lightship on the weekday calls and things, you must think of a situation to have it cleared because the light is not in judgment. It doesn't see you with anything wrong with you. Oh, let's bring up the light beams now. And we'll bring peace into your room. And peace is energy that doesn't have a duality to it. So it can never be connected to anything because there's no duality. It doesn't resonate to duality. It doesn't resonate to mind energy. It's just peace. So it's a whole different system, which is what source energy is. So here we go. Clearing the room with this energy of the light beams and yourself. Bringing in peace energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That's terrific. And two things. We have an email account called CLS, those letters, short for Creation Lightship, clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or comments, either during the show or at any time during the week, we really appreciate hearing from people, so you can send us a message that way. Or you can click on the little button on the BBS radio station page that says Fast Chat, and you can go in there and send a message. I have that. I have the email open now, so I'll get anything if you send it even during the show. So I love Saturday nights because it's all about healing. And oh, and we already, people can send us requests for certain rooms they might want to visit, and we've already gotten quite a few. So thank you, people, for sending those in. It makes it, you know, more interesting and fun for everybody, especially when people who've done it a lot have their favorite room. So thank you for sending those in. And we've had a few people, another one just came in, fact, Ron, that I started to say we really focus on healings a lot on Saturday night, but there's something going on planetarily. Apparently it's tomorrow night, and there's a moon situation, and I know you've heard about it. And a listener sent in a really helpful email that if anyone would like to see it, I'll send it out, of course, anonymously, not with the other listener's name on it, because in this document it gives like a description of what's going on and a lot of things we could clear, like the dates of things that have happened and all about the eclipses and the sun, and so it might be worth looking at. So just send me an email request if you'd like me to forward that to you. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron, and I don't know if you can clear it tonight or not, or if maybe the Monday show. What do you think? Ron?
Yeah, the moon can and does affect a lot of people, and also other planets do, like when things get in retrograde. But I think the moon is a big one with the water energy here. Remember, the tides change in the oceans. Maybe they even change in fresh water. I don't know. I would imagine they probably do. It does. But, you know, it affects people. If you do clearings and you do that planet star clearing, more than likely, it's not going to affect you. And I would also say first do the natal clearing. That's what sets your life up. So all the planets are out there doing things to you to control you so that you live the life that these planets slash aliens in the planet or slash community of aliens associated to the planet are doing to you. They choreograph your life for you. That's why you have a chart which can depict what your life is about. That's just the way that kind of works. So when you start releasing this energy from you, then you start to feel like you have more free will, free choice. That's why you do clearings, to get rid of the stuff off of you causing problems, because the alien agenda is to take your energy from your body, heal your spirit, soul, and to put you back in here again in another lifetime after your physical body dies, and also to put you on timelines where they get more mileage out of you. Keep replicating you over and over and over again. So if you want to have a better life, you may want to try the planets, do the natal, you know, barcode clearing. And then from there, you know, do your emotional clearing, because, oh, the moon deals with emotions, typically. The way you behave, which takes you off of your center, out of your peace. Other people can take you out of your peace. So that's the whole thing, is a lot of listeners really don't want to connect to other people because they'll become slimed by their agenda, by their belief system, by the energies inside of their body, by the alien critters crawling inside of them. So once you get cleaned out, most people don't want to associate that much with other people because they're not cleaned. So you don't want to become contaminated. So, you know, and if you do see people a lot and you're out in the public, you may want to do, you know, shrink wrapping yourself. That does help. You may want to do, I now increase my life force energy. That's another good one. And just see how people act and respond to you. Imagine you could probably do a psychic billboard that you're invisible for the time that you're out maybe at the shopping mall or something. That might work for you. You know, just don't want to really connect with people because they're going to slime you. They're going to talk about something that's going on, and normally going to draw you into a timeline, into their timeline that they're talking about, that they're creating. Because as they're talking about a situation, they're creating that timeline. And are they hooking you into that same timeline? And they can pull upon your heartstrings about something. And right away from there, you're on that timeline that they created or that they're visiting or that they got abducted onto. You know, it's all the same stuff, basically. So how do you, you know, if you think of issues, maybe Anne, you can think of some. What's the most, the quickest way to get onto a timeline by hearing something? What do you think that would be?
Well, to care about it, to get involved and immersed and kind of hooked and feel emotional.
Yep,
by
that's
a story
it.
Or yep. Whatever, yeah.
Uh-huh. So somebody said, see, on our coast here right now, there's whales washing ashore, and they're all dying. And you don't know about this, but somebody told you that. And whether it's true or not, once they said that to you, you're going to feel sorry for the whales, more than likely. You're going to want to know why that's happening. But at first, you're going to feel sorry for them, I would imagine. I don't think you're going to go into anger because you haven't figured out what happened, okay? Now, if the person said, all the whales are watching ashore, and then right away, now you're really feeling, oh, man, that's too bad. And then the next sentence was, and, you know, it's because those oil wells out there leaked oil and it killed them. And now you're going to be angry, okay? So first they got you because you're sympathetic, right? Your heart's opened up. And now you flipped it over, and now you're angry at the oil companies who spilt the oil to kill the whales, okay? So they got you two times. And it doesn't even have to be true. And it could be on someone else's timeline. Okay? You could have 100 people telling you that story, and then you try to check it out yourself, and it doesn't exist. You go, wow, what's going on here, you know? Well, they already got you. So that's the whole thing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So I just want to get to this listener's has a specific question. Sunday night is a blood moon eclipse. Is an eclipse or any other celestial event staged by the dark in order to get human attention and energy directed towards the sky in a single focus? Is it safe to watch such events or just an opportunity to be abducted and controlled?
Well, I don't normally watch stuff like that because it doesn't really interest me. So for me, you know, I don't look at stuff like that. But yeah, you know, it is an event happening and it's tying you into that energy. And so could it be a hologram that they created? Yeah, very possibly. You know, somebody created it using alien technology, so, you know, it could be that. And not even happening whatsoever. But, you know, it's brought forth that way. Remember, everything that is out there is brought to you by the aliens. Okay? So all of your mathematics, all of your deductive reasoning, everything that's out there, history, everything like that is all the alien agenda, how they wanted to make the movie set and how they want you to hook into it. So is it real? May not be, but it is real if you tie into it, because now you're abducted onto that timeline, multiple timelines probably. So, you know, just hold your peace. I wouldn't do too much research on it. Let everybody else get abducted, and maybe you'll have a good life because they're all gone. You know? All the people who are looking for something outside of themselves, wanting to get connected to something, some thrilling event or something, let them have that experience. So back to you.
Okay, yes, and I think, Ron, it's always a question I have, like where the balance is between knowledge, I guess knowledge and power. Like you want to know to a degree what's going on so you're safe or away from it, but also there's that danger in to doing too much research, as you said, and then you know too much about it. For instance, last night you cleared the Pope and the fact that he visited here, and I said, oh, I didn't know much about that, but I did hear it, and it's like weird. I don't listen to the news, but that somehow came to my attention. So I really appreciate that you cleared that, because I do think they had something really powerful going on in the media, through the media, to get us.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Because there's just no reason that I would know about that, other than, you know, there something's weird.
Yeah, sometimes it can be just on the surface there, you know, just below the surface. And you kind of sense something, but you don't know about it. And then all of a sudden, somebody mentions it. And all of a sudden, you have all the information about what's going on out of nowhere. You know? So it's be like, you know, throwing out chum, you know, when you're out there trying to fish for fish, you know. Already there,
right.
And you just got to connect onto it, and voila, they got you.
Right.
Without any effort.
Right. Okay, so someone asked, the light beings, are they charged up? Yes, they are. You did charge the light beings, right, in the end? Or
I don't know. I believe
gosh,
I did.
I know you said, oh, wait.
So
yes,
one,
you did.
Two,
you
three,
said
four,
bring them
five,
up.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Yeah.
One, two,
I'm pretty
three,
sure
four,
you
five,
did.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. I'm pretty sure
thank
that I
you.
Did it, but
right.
But there you are, in case you weren't in your room or something.
Right. And if you do come on the show late, Ron, and, you know, you do charge light beings every show, but let's say you come on the show halfway through, can you put the light beings up while you're listening to the show, and will they be charged?
Yes, they will be.
Okay, great. Okay, you kind of answered this question when you were talking before, but I want to read this anyway. Someone asked, do we get contaminated every single time we interact with a person, even strangers?
Yeah, yes, you do, because their energy field is probably going to be outside of their body, and that energy field is going to contaminate you. That'd be the auric field. That's why you want to do the shrink wrap. But you're not mixing your energy field with their energy field and picking up stuff that you know nothing about. You want to shrink wrap to keep yourself, keep your body temple, you know, sacred. That helps out a lot. But yes, that's, you know, anybody that you connect with, talk with or anything, shake hands with, hug them, whatever, you are in their energy field as you're talking with them, and they're also in yours unless you do the shrink wrap. You may try that just as an experiment. You may not do the shrink wrap and talk to somebody, and then maybe just say, just a minute here, I got to do something or whatever, and then do your shrink wrap. It only takes 10 seconds, you know, probably to do that. And then continue talking and just see if you feel different during the process. Probably will.
I try to remember every time I go out my door.
Yep, you can always put a sticker on your steering wheel or something.
Right,
you
reminder.
Up today?
Right. And also, I really strongly recommend everyone get the nano clearing, which takes away the past, I believe it's 1,000 years, of nanotechnologies that are in our bodies. And as a bonus, you get an auric field protection clearing that you can run for up to 8 hours at a time. And I find that that's really effective and helpful. And I believe that clearing is only $50. So that's a good one. Okay, someone has a question, Ron, about a healing. Last week, and in case you weren't listening to that show, I'll repeat it. Ron has very generously given us another free healing, and it's called the Galactic Federation Affiliations Clearing, and it's something that, just like the free alien to light clearings, you have to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and request it. So someone wrote in, thank you, Ron, for giving us another free healing. Could you talk a little bit more about it, and specifically, how would we know what incidences we might need to clear that were given to us or done to us by the Galactic Federation?
I think the first thing you'd probably want to look at is, what alien races have you heard about? That would be number one. Maybe write down the ones that you've heard about. Do a clearing for those. So that's what I would do first off the bat, and just see kind of what happens. Because the ones that you're aware of, that means they're probably aware of you. Remember, the answer's in the question. And then from there, if you've had anything strange happening, like losing your keys, your wallet, you know, your car, whatever, you know, that's an abduction. And possibly, you know, one of those races that you put down could have done it to you. Or you just want to get released completely from a lot of the aliens out there. I shouldn't use the word completely, because that's not correct. Remember that the healings are maybe 90, 95% effective, possibly. And even if they were 100%, it'd be 100% at that time. If the aliens come in again an hour later, then we may have to do it over again, you know, because they're in control of mass mind here. That's the problem, is that some people think they can do a clearing one time, you know, years ago, and they're cleared because they did it. Well, that's great and good, but what happened since then? How hot are you, you know? And I guess for the Galactic Federation clearing, you'd want to find out or see if maybe your parents or grandparents had any strange events happening. That means that you are, you know, again, hooked up to that energy because they're monitoring you. So you might want to, you know, consider that. If you happen to have seen a UFO maybe, then maybe they were doing something to you and wanted to make themselves known to you. That's one possibility. The next possibility would be, you know, people, there are, you know, military aircraft out there that have been reverse engineered and or copied or something. And a lot of times those are actually what people see more than an actual alien ship. So the ones that to me kind of are comical that people talk about, they go, I saw this UFO and it had blinking lights on it. Well, I doubt if alien ships are going to have, like, you know, blinking lights. They could. But why would be the reason? What would be the reason? Like you know, maybe yellow, blue, green, you know, different colors on it. That's just probably to get your attention. So it could be a hologram that the different governments or, you know, there's a lot of governments here are doing. You don't know what they're doing, you know, how they're connected to the aliens because they're never going to probably tell you. But, you know, they can do things like weather manipulation and stuff, and we all know about that. But, you know, they can also do holograms and even have ships that look like alien ships. So, you know, or you would think it would be because it's there. it would be alien to you, but it may not be, you know, an actual extraterrestrial. So if you have seen, you know, a ship, sometimes people look up in the skies and all of a sudden they're looking at like a star moving and all of a sudden it turns 90 degrees or reverses backwards. Well, that very possibly could be an alien ship out there. I can't say why it would light up like a star, but you know, I don't have an answer for that one, but people do see them. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. I just wanted to clarify, too, that I think in 2012 or 13, you gave away the link to the Galactic Federation clearing, and someone's asking, is it the same clearing? And the answer is yes, it is the same one. So if you still have that, you're good. This is just for people who, you know, don't have it already. You can just, or if you didn't save the username or password or something, just send it in to us. And thank you so much, Ron, for giving us another free healing. We appreciate it. Okay, we got another question in. Can I run the clearings for others who are not physically with me in the same house? If I run a clearing for a family member, do they have to be in the same room as the PC running the clearing?
And no, they do not. That'd be an absentee clearing then. So typically absentee clearings will require, you know, maybe 3 days to work, at the most a week probably, but typically 3 days. And the clearing will be completed for them.
Right.
And that's only because sometimes, you know, like when you do your whole lifetime clearings, that's what you're probably talking about, I would imagine. Then, you know, you could clear your whole life maybe in a half an hour, then get rid of all the emotions on it and feel great. Well, if that happened, if somebody didn't know what was going on, that instantly they might go, wow, what's going on with my mind, you know? I feel peaceful. What happened to me? So for that's why it takes 3 days. So it's very gentle on the person, and then they will probably understand something's going on, and you could even tell them what's happening. You know, that's the main thing is absentee clearings would work perfectly fine, too, just that it'll take a little longer.
Right. Okay, thank you, Ron. I forgot to mention, when you were talking about the Galactic Federation before, Ron, it occurred to me that it would be the perfect thing to run in conjunction with the Alien Attack page because, first of all, on the Alien Attack page, you have a long list of names of alien races that you could put into the Galactic Federation. It just might amp it up a little.
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
And don't go out fishing, you know, too much, okay? Just do what you believe or think that, you know, these races that have, you know, harmed you. You may want to look and try to, you know, figure one of them out. Is this one good? Some people use a pendulum. That could work, too. So, you know, not that it's 100% effective, but I'll just say it's 49 to 51%. Okay, so may or may not be, but at least you had an indication there. So, you know, and maybe clearing all of them could be good, too, but, you know, there's a lot of them on there. Just get the ones that you've heard about. And those probably are within your realm of experience, and there could be other ones too, and those you got to kind of maybe weed out later on. So what I'm saying is don't go looking for trouble. You know, just do what you can do, and don't get overwhelmed because there's probably a couple hundred names there or something. Just know that you know, these things could be out there, and they may like you, and you're going to know when you read the name. You know, if you start looking down the list there, and all of a sudden you're, you know, kind of stop, and you go, gee, what's this thing here? What's this one, you know? Well, more than likely, that's one that you need. You know, connect with your spirit, be in the now, and maybe look at it a little differently with different eyes, we'll say, and see which one has taken away your peace. Well, it's a little harder that way, but it will work. Once you become peaceful and you start doing mind to heart drop, to say that you are doing it 5 times a day and you're probably doing it for about 6 months now, at some point the whole peace energy will resonate with your spirit and your spirit will be able to come more fully into your whole body. And now you're thinking with your body, place of your mind. And there's that switch out that happens. And it'll kind of be like a natural occurrence to you, but that's the way it used to be. Well, you're eliminating your mind, alien mind energy that they gave you, that they programmed, and now you're dealing with mind energy. We'll say that your whole spirit is thinking inside of your body. I won't say it's the mind of the body. That's a different thing altogether, but this is your spirit communicating to you as it's integrated with your whole body. Instead of being just, we'll say, inside of your head, talking to you, giving you information. So back to you.
So, Ron, you're basically saying that mind energy, that voice that talks to us, we don't even need and shouldn't even have that?
What's that
like
again?
If you're saying we think through our body, or we should be thinking in our bodies and our
spirit. That's your spirit. Your spirit will be connected to your body, and your body will be thinking. But it'll be in source energy. Instead of using the alien mind energy of collective consciousness. So everything is internal. When you're thinking that way, you're thinking with everything inside of you and nothing outside of yourself. That's the way mind energy is. And in fact, I think we mentioned before, you asked about doing clearings. I would not do a Galactic Federation for people unless they know about it, or they should have their own computer doing it, okay? Well, don't do that absentee on somebody unless you know about it, and they go, Ron, my computer is broken. Can you please do this clearing for me? Then they know about what's going on and everything else, but, just don't do it for your, Aunt Mabel or something, because you think that she's been abducted a lot. She needs to get on board to realize what's happening to her. Remember, you have to have the consciousness in order to bring forth the energy. Remember, like I said when we started the call here, that's why you think of something that's wrong with you, because the mind energy gave it to you and activated your DNA, so the mind is what you are using to pinpoint the problem. That's why you have to look at yourself, diagnose yourself, we'll say, judge yourself, then you figure out what your problem is, and then you ask the light beings to help you with that. I would not recommend the Galactic Federation clearing for people who are asleep, don't know what we're doing here. So back to you.
Okay, terrific. Thank you, Ron. That's really good to know. Though I can't imagine, I guess you could say, I only really do clearings for other people if they're coming to my house. But I guess you might think, I have Aunt so-and-so and she was abducted, so it's good that you cleared that up. Thank you. Okay, so maybe one more question and then we'll get ready to go to the light ship. If anybody has any more requests for rooms, send them in. So here's a question, healing question. How do the healings we are doing now affect our younger selves in the past, in this lifetime?
Okay. Different ways to answer that. What you're doing is putting an end to what got started initially in this lifetime with a problem. Right away when you do a clearing on it, and we'll say a timeline crash, automatically that should not pop up again for you. Otherwise, it's open-ended. And then you may want to go back when you figure out that, I had my sore toe for a long time and I did timeline crashes on it and I did a whole lifetime pain release and I did entities. Whole lifetime entity clearing, and it went away now, so this is great for me. Well, now you probably, after you do those and you feel good, now you may want to go back because remember the energy stopped, but you still have it with you. Well, at a younger age, you still have that condition. That condition that you had that maybe was sort of dormant or maybe it only popped up once in a while. Now, more recently, now you have it all the time. So you want to go back and do timeline crashes on that because you know what it is. And sometimes the clearings can actually take away everything involved there. I have done just samples for people at the expos on something, and some people, you know, they're kind of uneasy at first because they're afraid to look at something that really awful happened to them. We'll just say it's a rape, okay? And I'm clearing stuff, and I tell them to think of an issue, and they think of a couple, and it gets cleared away, and they go, wow, that seems kind of neat. Maybe I'll think about the time I got raped, you know, and they're kind of afraid to mention it. You know, I don't even know what it is, but they bring it up, and all of a sudden I click my fingers or something or count to 10 or whatever I do at the time, and that whole rape scenario is eliminated. It is gone. They look for it, and sometimes they'll look at me, and their eyes get really big, you know, for their own issue, not the rape one, but we'll say, and it could be for that too, but they look at me and they go, what did you do? All you see is the whites of their eyes, you know, because it's gone. It is completely 100% gone, and this could be something they've been worrying about for 10 years, you know, and well, that's what happens. So it could, by doing a clearing, take it away completely. I can't tell you how or why that happens. It just does. Oh, and there's probably people out there listening that this has happened to by just doing a sample clearing by listening to the BBS program, you know. It may be an emotional or some type of clearing, you know, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone and hasn't bothered you with you since, and it's out of your memory, out of your consciousness. So that can happen. So back to you.
Would it be possible for you to do a similar release of something if we could think of a traumatic event in our lives now, Ron?
Yeah. I guess. Here we go. So think of your trauma that you had. So here we go. And remember, if this should give you peace for what you're thinking about. So when you think about it again, if you're looking, trying to find that same page of the book, you know, it may be gone, but there may be other traumas in that same book of traumas. But here we go. Releasing what you're thinking of, and you have to think of something. You have a clearing work, and I'll count to 10. 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that again. Look at it, revisit it. See if it's there or not. And maybe they're 5%, so here we go again. Or it's gone completely. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, if you think of another trauma, maybe tomorrow or something, and you go, wow, what do I do next here? That one that I had that was haunting me, got rid of it. Well, then do a whole lifetime trauma clearing. That's what you need, is a whole lifetime to get rid of this stuff so you can, you know, look different, feel better, and be at peace. And I guess it's that time to go to the light ship. Oh, here we go, everybody. This only works live on Saturdays. We call it Saturday Night Live on the light ship. And think of one particular situation. You're listening to an archive, you will feel the peace energy. Will not be on the light ship, so don't try to conjure it up or think about it or, you know, do what you can. Psychically, you will not be there. If you do feel like you're there, the aliens got you. Playing with you. So here we go, going up. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, boy. Some people out there who don't have an emotional clearing, pretty heavy. So here we go. Think of your issues that you, or what issue you want to clear. So here we go. First one will be a crystal room with hematite. Here we go. one, two, three, four, and five. And we always go into the hot tub room. Oh, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you've been on the lightship before, we'll just go into a room of your choice now. There's many rooms, so it will be materialized as you think of them. Request your healing. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we got a room. Looks like somebody's still having maybe back problems or something, chiropractic room. So you may want to go onto the special clearing and do that one. But here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And this is just a general room for joint lubrication. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And go into the room with the oxygen. The cylinders that have like oxygen bubbles in it, you're underwater. Go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next will be the room with the gold energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Then we got a room with the white whales. So here we go. We haven't been in that room for a while. Here's the white whales. And if you wanted to hold your hand out, palms facing forward, they hold your palms out, maybe a foot or so from your body, and move them kind of slowly back and forth, up and down. You're actually going to feel the energy from the skin of the whales. So here we go, going into this room. Three of them. So one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, you're bilocated. You're out of time and bilocated continuously through this portion of the BBS program. Go to the light ship. And we'll go into another water energy. See the mermaids. I guess the merman for the women. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Last room will be the room with the horses. So it could be your own particular, you know, friendly horse that you know about, the type. Maybe you like Arabians. Maybe you like little Shetland ponies. Whatever. So here we go. Lightsdale. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll go into a room where they can help you with infection. So, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Yep. So we'll come back now, everybody. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. Back down. I'll count to five as we come back to the planet here from being disconnected, from being bilocated. Feel yourself get a little heavier, probably. One, two, three, four, and five. Hey, we're back, everybody. Hey, Ann.
Well, that was wonderful, Ron, and I did feel heavier. I feel, you know, like as soon as you said we'll come back, I really felt myself coming more powerfully and fully back into my body. So thank you. So much like when we, well, every Saturday that we go to the lightship, and when you did that, you brought us the source energy on September 18th. If you haven't listened to that show, please listen to the Friday, September 18th show on the BBS archives, because it was really wonderful and powerful. Ron brought us source energy. So are we now, all the listeners who are in the lightship, in a similar state where we're all on the now timeline or in source energy and peaceful and heart-centered?
Yeah, you're with your own source energy now, which is your spirit, yes. Oh, you should feel the energies in your room being disconnected from you, which means no energetic cordings. The darkness gave you energetic cordings. So when you're out of time, and or I should say when you're on a timeline, which you would normally be on living here, and time has stopped for you, then there's no more connections around you typically that they can hook you up to, as you're not necessarily thinking of things when you look at it. So look at something in your room, and it's just going to look like something. You're really not going to think what it is unless you start to analyze, you know, am I looking at, you know, my closet, and now I want to look at my clothes. Well, as soon as you start doing that, then you're in judgment. Then you're now on timelines. Just sort of look at stuff in your room, and there's no thoughts at all coming to you, which is the way it should be when time is stopped, on the alien timeline. Then you're more at peace. Remember, in source energy, there's no timelines. All there is peace. Because timelines control you. Timelines connect you to the darkness. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Ron. It's wonderful that you give us so many opportunities to really know what peace is. So we have that as a touchstone to go back to and also to know when we're not in it because we just want to be in it all the time. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about love, the energy of love on this planet. And you mentioned something last night about love and neediness and what that leads to, and I thought that was so interesting.
Well, you know, love energy, you know, is the opposite of maybe hatred, or you're in love, then you fall out of love, or love, you know, getting married, like a subcategory, you know, and then the other category is separation and divorce. You know, all the same energy. This duality, just a different way of saying the same thing. It depends where you are, because remember, that pendulum has to move from one extreme to the other. Think about love as being the positive reality and the things really swinging out loud. You're really in love. You fell in love. And then the other side is, you know, falling out of love and, you know, crashing and burning, you know, and having heartache. So the pendulum will go from one extreme to the other. That's the way the aliens set up law of cause and effect. Your thoughts create your situations, what you're dealing with, your reality, and it depends how much emotion you have on that particular thought form. If you don't have much at all, then there's not much mileage for them, and that pendulum may just barely be moving. And they go, we don't want this person here. Why waste our film footage on them to create timelines because it's only moving a half an inch? You know, that's not good. We'll find somebody where it's moving 6 feet. So the ones that are the most emotional are the ones that are going to be abducted more than anyone else. Oh, where do you live? Hopefully you live in the moment where there's no emotions, where you're at peace. So, you know, if you're jumping around, you know, like spit on a hot griddle, we'll say, then you're going to be abducted a lot because you're feeding the aliens. You're their food source. Get worse than that. It's your energetic peace. So the whole thing is to become peaceful. The love energy is just what they use here. When I get on the Strange Universe panel and I tell people they don't want to be in love, and all the panel members up there are, you have to have love, you know. You want love. You want to give out love. They don't get it yet. But anyway, they don't know what peace is because they're used to having duality swinging from one side to the other. That makes some money, career of doing readings and things, because they're reading duality. Of course you want to have love. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. There's a question in our inbox that I think may have been overlooked, and someone's asking can you talk about the difference between anxiety, fear, and the mental whole lifetime clearings? And they're saying, isn't anxiety created from mind and mental?
It's created from mind, number one. So initially, I guess where it started from was your ancestors, and they thought of something, they judged something. Right or wrong doesn't make any difference whether it was righteous or non-righteous, we'll say, but it got programmed in them. Then they conceived a child, and that energy then was passed on to the child. Normally, it'll skip one generation as far as the full extent of it, but basically it's passed on. What activates it in you? Well, it's already there laying dormant, and it's just under the surface, and somebody talks to you about an issue, or, you know, like yourself, you know, you want to check out something. Maybe you're doing some type of paper on it at school or something, and so at that point, curiosity killed the cat, and you do all this research on this topic. Now you're really on timelines, and now you really activated all of your ancestors' stuff. And from there, that's probably your life path, what you're going to be doing, you know? And from there, your mind takes it, because naturally you have to have input, data. So you watch the news, it's data, watch TV, go to the movies, whatever you do. Listening to people, reading newsprint, you know, mind's in control of all of that. And it's finding a way to hook you up. Your mind is there to hook you up to those words, especially the keywords. So we have an alien keyword intercept. Well, put the word love in there and clear it out of you. If you've been divorced, you know, or married or anything like that, put that in there too, you know. Might feel better afterwards. From there, and another one is death. Put the word death in. Maybe you're afraid of dying. Or maybe somebody, you know, close to you died recently. And all of a sudden, you're trying to get rid of it out of your life. You don't want to think about it at all because it brings back memories and you feel sad. Sadness is a good word. Then all of a sudden, lo and behold, you're going having this wonderful meal that you bought at the restaurant. The person next to you says, you know, Uncle Harry died last night. All of a sudden, starts getting teary-eyed because somebody, you know, left you maybe a month or two ago, and you go, oh, man, why do they have to mention that? Well, it's probably in your psychic billboard. You didn't clear it out of there. You haven't did a clearing for that, okay? Well, you're actually transmitting it to them, and they read it. Now they're talking about Uncle Harry. They weren't even going to talk about Uncle Harry, but you had it there, and you kind of like jarred their energetic system to talk about it. So all these things are done by the mind, whether it be trauma, anything that you're dealing with, fear, you know, your mental body, all this stuff is mind energy. So your mental body helps to dampen down, maybe get rid of some of that Galactic Federation stuff they put on you with the mind energy. Well, if you didn't think, your mind would be like, you know, a clean slate. But when you start thinking, then it gets contaminated. That starts affecting your whole body and then activates your DNA, which activates physical conditions and problems and brings people into your life to reinforce normally the negative things in your life that you're dealing with. So all of you out there, have you ever, like, you know, we'll say stub your toe or hurt your finger or something, you know? Tell people, you know, please be very careful, you know, my big toe hurts on my left foot, you know, just be very careful, you know, don't step on it. And, you know, with, you know, one of your friends will somehow trip or drop, you know, food tray on your foot or step on it or do something, you know, drop a heavy book, right? Bullseye, you know? You know, this has all happened to you. And that's coming up for you right now. Either you're laughing because it's so funny that it happened, or now you got negative energy on it. That brings up, you know, like, where's that baseball bat? I want to hit that guy over the head or that girl for doing it, you know? Because you're now triggered. And that went back you know, maybe 20 years ago, and maybe everybody's laughing at you. Now you're really pissed off because you're seeing that whole Technicolor scenario. What happened? Now you're on those timelines. So you didn't clear it. Now you're going to probably re-experience that. So get out and do timeline crashes. Remember, it's still with you. Oh, you know, you're just kind of like smiling about it and go, yeah, I know. Well, you could be on it a little bit. But, you know, you really shouldn't have any reaction to it. Say, oh, yeah, that happened to me. Been there, done that. Walk away, Renee. That's what you should be, you know, responding to what I'm talking about. And if you're tied into it, hooked into it, you know, it's like the buttons on a typewriter, you know, the old days, you know, you have to press them down pretty hard and a little key comes up and it's that ribbon and now all of a sudden, yep, now it's manifested on that piece of paper. Well, that's what you're dealing with, you know, and sometimes you can't erase it, okay? And, you know, you really can't. People in the New Age think they can use the word clear, 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 or erase, erase, erase. Well, you know, hello, it's already activated. You already put it out of your mouth, you know? So that's the whole thing is to hear something and not respond to it. Then you know that you are truly cleared and healed, we'll say, or balanced, whatever word you want to use there, about that one issue. That's the way you should be living your life. And then you're more in the moment because you're only in the moment because you're not being taken out on timelines. Remember, when you're on timelines, you can never be in the present moment because you're living somewhere else. You are in the moment, and at that point, you cannot be taken onto timelines if you don't have any issues there. That's why we do the conference calls weekly. You know, to get people, we do energetic cording, we do entity releases, and then we get rid of the alien replicas, the clones of you that are causing your physical condition. It may take more than one time, but each time, you know, it takes a little bit off, and all of a sudden, voila, it's gone. And then you may look back after a month and go, what happened to that? I used to have this thing, you know, or somebody sees you and say, hey, you used to limp. You go, huh? You go, you're not limping now. And you go, oh, okay, yeah. I wonder when that started, and it's out of your consciousness, you know, I didn't limp. I don't limp now. You know, you're corrected. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I really was struck when you said that if someone cords you or attaches to you in some way, what's on your billboard? Because there's a person that cords me a lot, and whenever I see them, they bring up the same subject. And it never occurred to me before that that might be an issue on my billboard.
Yeah, it could be. And maybe they have an old program. Maybe they're an older clone, maybe. You know, I'm just kind of talking in general here. So the older clones didn't have much data. And so maybe they only knew about 50 scenarios. So they're coming to you, talking to you about this scenario. And they haven't got updated yet. Maybe they're an old model. All they know is they see you and your face, your body type or whatever triggers their file folder, right? And they open it up and, oh, what I got to tell this person is this here. And they don't know if they talked about it before. It just comes up, oh, yeah, this is that what we have to deal with here. So that's the way that kind of works.
Okay.
And the clones ask you those ridiculous questions like, how are you today? Or what have you been doing? And then from there they may ask you, well, what are you doing next? Or what do you plan to do in the day today or something, you know? Another time they you know, you see them. Instead of saying hi, good morning, you know, they ask other questions. The old days it would just be, hi, how are you? Or good morning. Good afternoon. How can I help you? You guys might remember that. It's been quite a while because the clones have new programs, you see, so you don't hear that old stuff anymore. Now they're seeking information. So what's looking out of their eyes at you? How many cameras do they have? How many microphones do they have in their ears as they're talking to you to get your data to scope you out? Maybe they like you. Maybe they want to abduct you. So they're asking all these questions to get you on timelines. But let's just say they say, well, where are you going today? Well, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to, say, Macy's, okay? Right away they go, we'll put the alien crew in Macy's now so we can track this person, you know, or something like that. Remember, they're just seeking data. Maybe they want to know who and what you are so they can get more information out of you. Anyway, back to you. I guess our show is kind of coming to a close here.
It is, Ron. I just wanted to say that tomorrow at 10 a.m. starts an 8-hour healing call where you can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship being healed, much like we were tonight, and it's not too late to sign up for that call. All the information is on creationlightship.com. And also, I want to keep reminding people who are in the New York area that October 16th, 17th, and 18th is the New Life Expo in New York City, and Ron will be there with the Creation Lightship energy in his wonderful booth that he creates. So if you're in the New York area, put that on your calendar and try to get there.
Okay, everybody, so let's do the Mind of Heart drop. So here we go. Do this out loud. Remember, if you meditate, don't waste your time meditating. Do this here, and it's much better. Tell all your Buddhist friends about it and all your New Agers, if you know any. So here we go. This is where you're really trying to get to. Why waste your time for a couple hours a day doing this here with the meditation and going out in the beyondo, having entities come into your body because it's not protected, going on a trip. So here we go. Command your spirit out loud. You want to say to it, since you got to knock on its door in a sense to wake it up because you don't talk to it. Here we go. And in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, that's the darkness, the judgment energies, drop them into your heart. So here we go, dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. It'd be very peaceful. And you can stay this way for a long time. If you get out of it, then just do this exercise over again. You'll probably be in it until something happens to you emotionally, you know. So if you're just in your house, in your apartment, or wherever you are, driving your car, and driving a car may be a little different, but if you're alone, we'll say, and just peaceful, then you won't have your buttons pushed, and you may have a great evening and a good sleep. So bye, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, other ladies in the background, for helping out. See you later.
Bye, all. Thanks, Ron.